All right, lucid drinking episode number 8, right? Dustin was 7?
Cool. Yeah.
All right, we got Kevin Bessinger, bud. What up?
What up, dudes?
How you doing?
Good.
How's life?
It's very good.
What you been up to?
Just fucking working a shit ton and fucking skating, making coffee.
Why?
Chilling.
Why is your...
Are you a barista?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, yeah.
Where's your location?
Ferndale.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Business hours?
Close to me.
Blood type?
I just work on Thursdays and Sundays. And then I have like an IT gig.
Social security number?
74. No. No.
No. Blood type.
Nobody's fucking social security number starts with 7.
Eight, how do you six, know?
Seven, I don't five, know. Maybe people three, who are fucking nine, young as shit.
Why is this? There's a lot of people in this country now, man. They're probably up to like the, you know, 8 digits. How many digits are they?
I don't know.
We got a lot of drinks on this table today, huh?
We do. We're going to sample carrot juice in a little bit. So.
What do you got going on right there?
Fucking French press.
Dumbass.
I had to ask. You
Steve,
know,
you got to get yourself a French
this
press.
This is some people fucking...
explain how that works to me.
Well, actually, hang on. Let me discuss something. Why did I ask you what that is? Obviously, it's coffee. But if you are a listener to this podcast, thank you, because we are worth a dollar now. So
fucking
A,
right?
I thought it was $1.49.
$1.59, but we're not at $2 yet. But so
when
can
I buy stocks?
If you're listening to the podcast, thank you. If you're watching it, whatever. But
anybody can donate money at any time.
We have a Patreon. Give us money. And maybe we'll be able to put out more than once a week. I didn't even put out yesterday's episode because...
Yeah, I'll quit my day job.
Some fucking Ethiopian Sadamo.
Okay.
Fuck yeah.
At least they're doing something right over there.
So, I mean...
We got some carrot juice.
Yeah, we got carrot juice.
I thought you drank, so I bought some.
I did drink. I just fucking haven't been lately, yeah. I like... Last two times I got drunk, I was just like, I'm drunk. And then I was like, what the fuck?
Like, this sucks.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, we're good.
But no, so I bought some of these. We got Adam in here too, so Adam can drink yours.
Fucking
Alex
right.
Already opened
Thanks,
his.
Thanks, Adam.
And it sucks. This is absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. If I was still drinking, I would have brought two Hearted's because that's the best beer
it
ever.
It is nasty,
but,
dude. It's, give that a 3, and that's really it tastes nice. Like a Bell's beer. Yep, tastes like it grass. Does. Tastes like something I'd go to get at Bell's.
What the fuck is that? What is that?
What would you rate it out of 10?
Nasty. That's what it is. Mm. Citrus hops.
I give it a 3.
Mosaic hops.
Oh, God.
It's the aftertaste that gets you.
It's. I feel like I need more to get rid of it, and then it just...
It looks like it should have agave in it, straight up.
You know what? Yeah, it kind of does have that.
It just looks
the
like
agave
it
aftertaste.
From the label.
You guys even know what agave is?
Yeah, no. Tequila.
Nope. It's not
tequila.
It's tequila. It is
tequila. It is. That's what tequila is made from. Yeah.
This mystery drink, though, is a solid 10 out of 10.
What?
It's a fucking
it's a
PBR.
Fucking PBR.
Don't give them publicity.
Fucking.
Yeah. We got, can bleep that out.
They're going to sue us out of our $1.
Said mystery beer at first, anywho, so.
We should start getting on that. Like, I wonder how.
Like, blurring shit out?
No, just, like, get companies to send us shit.
Maybe they'll send us some
we
carrot juice.
We talked about
juice.
That, like, the first episode.
Yeah, but, I mean, how do you go about doing that?
Email
you
them?
Get popular?
Email patblueribbon at gmail.com or whatever their account is and
okay.
Ask them for some
dude,
free
why
case of beer. We'll
this door
it.
Opens every episode.
Yeah, well, I mean,
yeah, just cut well, it out.
This is kind of a welcome back because I fucking barged that one
hey,
episode.
Hey, Ben, where are you going? Come here. Taste this.
I've had this before.
Wasn't that the first episode where...
it didn't look... That's not a...
It tastes like a fucking cactus.
Yeah, there you go.
Which we do have in the house now. We have one.
Oh, yeah, I brought you guys a cactus.
Hey, your mic is supposed to be at your mouth, bro.
Yeah.
Where's it? Go grab that cactus.
Yeah, I did. I brought you a cactus. It's right there.
Put it on the table. Here.
Cactus juice?
Maybe, eventually.
Are there cactus
it's
drinks?
Tiny right now. You wouldn't get very much juice.
That looks like a cup of dirt.
It is.
It looks like a cup of dirt, but.
Oh, okay.
But there's a little cacti in there.
It's, it looks like
it's got a nipple like growth to it. It's,
looks like my
doesn't
dick.
Doesn't look
in the
like the other one I have.
My dick after a rough night.
After drinking this shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Shriveled up. All right. We're going to take a shot of this fucking carrot juice. Carrot
oh,
juice
you guys want to sample the carrot juice already?
Yeah.
Fucking A, right.
This is the
absolutely
drinking section.
Not.
Yeah. Lucid drinking.
Let's rate
drink.
This while he's pouring.
I feel a little bit more lucid off of carrot
I'm
juice.
I'm giving this
than
a solid 3 max.
Yeah, I'm going to say
Two
Hearted's
lately.
It's bad.
That was horrible. That was generous.
Boop.
I've never had a shot of carrot juice.
This just looks thick.
Yeah.
Well, he's
it's not thick.
So who's sampling?
Do carrots produce pulp?
No.
I don't
yeah, they
think
do.
So.
Do they?
I don't know.
While he's
are there pulp
yes,
options?
They do. I'm positive.
Will I get little chunks?
No.
No.
I did one of those focus groups. I used to do those things to make side money, and one of them was for Budweiser, and they were trying to release like IPAs, seasonal IPAs, to get into that whole market of beer.
Carrot IPA?
Oh, no, my God.
IPA drinks.
Yeah, don't smell it.
Things I've ever drank in my life. Every single one of them.
Yes, let's go.
God damn it.
Kevin, did you bring that?
Yeah.
Do you drink a lot of that regularly?
Oh, yeah.
What does that do for you?
Where'd he
I
go?
Just fucking love it, and I don't know, maybe like my body is like telling me that I need it or something because I drink it so
damn,
much. But
540 milligrams of potassium.
Oh yeah,
you're gonna shit all day long.
No man.
Is that per serving? That's not bad actually.
Yeah,
but it's not as good as a steak. I'll tell you that.
I mean, what are you gonna drink some, Scott?
Positive. What'd you say?
Why aren't you gonna drink any?
Because I don't want to.
He doesn't want any carbs.
Come on, bro. Live a little.
I only
have some
steaks.
Fucking carrot juice. Dude.
Scott's trying to stance up on Weck.
How many carbs are
there? Ooh.
All
right. Cheers.
Steak.
Yeah. Cheers.
I'm self-conscious
guys.
About my nose now.
Oh, here we go.
Trying to spill it on the computer.
Fucking carrot juice.
That was disgusting.
Wasn't bad. Tastes like a carrot.
So fucking good.
I think the difference was because I wasn't chewing it, like just drinking.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's. I feel like that was just. Can I take another?
Yes.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, you can have as much of that as you want, sir.
Compared to the Labatt, I'll give that a six.
Yeah, compared to the Labatt,
dude,
glorious.
This is like, I like drinking it way more than orange juice, because orange juice, you'll get heartburn and shit. This, I can just
I love orange juice.
Pound it.
Orange juice is
it's smooth. Yeah, this is definitely smooth.
Put that in your mouth,
still,
boy.
Still a sugar bomb.
Put that mic in your mouth.
That's probably why I like it.
Like this?
Yes.
There
much
you go.
Better.
Yep.
Okay.
MC that shit.
Yes.
God.
I gave that a six.
That's just, it's not, it doesn't taste bad. It's just like
yeah.
a liquid with that taste.
On, I say
weird...
seven all the time, but. So I'll give it an eight. This
an eight?
Good, yeah.
Eight for non-alcoholic beverage. Let's go.
You're trying to tell me they fit 39 carrots in there.
I give it a fucking 10 out of 10.
That's
got to
be way more than 39 carrots.
They really couldn't, like, market. This says it includes the juice of 39 and 3/4 carrots. Like, they couldn't fit a 40th carrot in there.
No.
I don't know why they just round it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's like
40 carrots.
Make a bigger bottle.
This is the most fucking carrots we can fit in this bottle.
We tried to put 40 in there, man. Did not work.
So, Bolt House Farms, you know, hit me up, dude.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
I bet you I can find something right now about how carrots are terrible for you.
I mean, probably.
Google it.
I mean, there's a shit ton of sugar in this, so.
Google it.
It's all natural sugar.
God. I'm like, still feeling that one. It's like I took a real shot.
Taste in my mouth. I need to get rid of that.
Yeah, it is weird. I, like, treated that as, like, an alcoholic shot.
Yeah.
You know, how you're just like, I gotta back it.
Yeah.
It's gonna suck.
Or this is gonna be bad, yeah.
But I was like, oh, no, that's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually overdose on carrots.
Cool.
That, according to Live Science.
You can overdose on anything.
So...
All right, what are up with these, like,
why?
Where is this from? Overdosed on carrots.
Well, I got it at Kroger.
No. Shut up. Like, where do they bottle this?
Bolt House Farms sent it to them.
Bolt House Farms.
Where's the Bolt House Farm at?
Ask me a hockey question. Let's look it up. Where are they located?
Ask me a hockey question.
Bolt House Farms. It's Bakersfield, California. Okay, because I was just wondering, like, so not only does it say 39 and 3/4 carrots, says there's 660% daily value of vitamin A and 15% of daily value potassium. It's like, dude.
Little.
660%?
Yeah.
That's a weird number.
Of vitamin A?
How big is a serving?
Farmers don't like to talk about themselves. We prefer to listen to the sun, the soil, the seasons. When you pay close attention to these details and put in extra work, everything grows just right. That's why we wake up early every morning to deliver on our promise.
Oh, yeah.
That's how you know they're full of shit when they say stuff like that.
Serving size of 8 ounces, serving size, and there's 6 servings.
Just for the record, I believe you guys. Send me some fucking juice. You won't do that.
Yeah,
you won't ever see this.
Making better choices for the planet.
Corona better be the first.
I'd rather juice a steak.
Oh,
steak juice? Drink a.
It's probably delicious.
Drink a steak.
We could do that just for fun. That'd be kind of fun.
trying to drink a steak.
Stick a New York strip through a juicer and see what happens.
Are we gonna cook it first? Are we gonna like cook it and season it
no,
first?
Raw,
you're not
gonna bring the fucking cast iron and fucking whip work, dude. Come on.
No, just raw, man. You gotta get it bio. It's more bioavailable.
No S&P.
All right, yeah.
I gotta chase this little bat with some Corona. You get,
plus, like, if it's raw, you can charge like $6 more for it. That's like seems to be the deal.
Yeah. Yeah. You ever had raw meat before? Yeah.
Like raw juice. They're like, oh, steak yeah, this will be fucking $12. You're like,
you know that place downtown called Juice?
Yeah.
You ever been there?
Juice joint or whatever.
No, it's called Juice.
Just Juice, called... not Drought.
Oh, Drought. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You ever been there?
No, I haven't. Carrot burps. I haven't been there. No, I just go to the one at Marcus.
Mm. This does not look appealing. Like I've seen the drink before. I'm like, eh.
My homie who works at Quicken goes in there and buys $12 juices. Like a.
They're $12.
All the time.
Jeez.
$12 sugar bomb.
What a waste of money.
Here, you want to poison yourself for $12? Here
yeah,
you go.
Just blend your own shit up.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Got a couple would you rathers. Oh, boy.
Ooh. Uh-oh. All right, cool. All
right. Would you rather poop out of your dick or come on? Come on, dude. I knew I wasn't even going to be able to finish it. Set it up.
What was the last part?
Or come out of your mouth.
I would
out of my dick every
would,
time, dude.
No, I would come out of my mouth for sure.
What if you have like a wet dream?
Well, dude, okay, nobody's gonna want to fuck your poopy dick all the time. Okay. So,
take a shit before you fuck and clean it out. It's like fucking a chick in the ass, essentially.
Yeah, but it's not the same because you're sticking your poop orifice like right in them.
Poop,
Jesus Christ! Right in that poop orifice. So yeah. You tell me,
isn't that cool?
When I'm about to bust, I did.
Plus, dude, like, yeah. All right, what if you guys go out? Okay, no. Here, what if you go out for like a big dinner and you really got a shit, but then you guys like start like getting it on? Like, what you got like so much stuff going on in that one?
Well, you fuck her with dick. Your butt at that point, right? It's switched.
You're like, right. Oh, dude, I gotta get hard. I gotta poop. Like, I'm holding it.
I'm hoping it's like how your brain like. If you have to pee and you're about to nut, it's like you can't do both.
Oh, okay.
There would probably be a poop valve, yeah.
There's probably like a brain.
Yeah, it just switches like a railroad track. Like, you know how like, yeah. The track switch. Just,
it's not poop. Okay. It's not poop time right now. Yeah, no.
It'll be pretty funny, though, if you're just like, oh, I'm about to come. And then you just shit on her, though.
Jesus Christ.
Just a
come
fucking.
On my face. Oh, no.
That's like a new hot Carl. You could just like. Yeah.
What?
Prostate doesn't let you poop when you got that bad of a boner going
on. Right, that's what I'm saying. But it's so all you coming just out of the same area. Shit out your...
What are blumpkins then? I didn't, it's definitely possible.
I didn't think this far.
See, we know too many of these to be doing this.
Like, you know what? I'm out.
All right.
Have you guys ever heard the hot lunch?
No.
It's where you put a... lunch bag in someone's mouth and poop into it. Someone told me that at the skate park lunch. The other day. It's like, where the fuck else would you hear that but a fucking skate park?
That's like right. Some two girls, one cup type shit. That's God, fucked no. up.
Jesus. Next one. All right, we got a little more chill. Right. Would you rather eat all of your hair after getting a haircut or eat all your toenails after you clip them? I've heard that one.
Jesus, toenails for sure.
Toenails,
dude.
Yeah. I got a lot of hair, dude.
Yeah, it probably would be, huh? Can I wash it down with anything?
No. Dude, you're not going to be able to swallow hair.
You can't digest or chew hair, right?
You can't. You could probably
digest
it. Oh,
you would be hairballing like the next day.
You get stuck in your throat and shit, and you'd be like... You fucking terrible.
Dude, like, I'll be eating food and just start chewing one of my hairs that's attached to my head randomly sometimes. And fucking, that's not pleasant. So I would eat the toenails.
That's true.
Like, toenails all day.
You get beard hairs in all the time. I thought of this one today. Do you call it weed whipping or weed whacking?
Weed whipping.
What are you? You're a weed sick whack. Person. It's whacking, dude. It's a weed whacker. Weed
whacker. I call it a weed whacker, but...
But when you're doing it, you're weed whipping?
Yes.
I don't give a shit. I don't do that. Like, what? I'll cut lawns. Whatever you want to call it. God, I don't think I've ever used one of those things once in my life.
Okay. Skateboard one. Would you rather... believe that Smith 50 is cool or 50 Smith?
Smith 50.
Because
it's hard. I feel like it's harder to come up into a 50 out of a Smith than to fucking just take your front foot off and dip down to a Smith.
It's fall out of it,
Neither. It's like a 50-50 kickflip.
I'm saying there's no neither, bro.
Well,
pick one.
You can't either. Gotta pick one,
And you think it's tight, too. Everyone, you're like, yo, I got this sick trick I want to try.
Oh, like, and you had to do it in front of people? Like, you would be like, oh, yeah, I'm
it's
about
your
to
trick. No, this is your go-to trick.
All right, all right. Yeah.
You don't have
especially
to
like
on
hand. I feel like that trick is
I would
sick
just
though,
do 50 Smith just to spite everyone who does Smith 50 already.
Like Neil's the boneless guy. Like,
fuck
you're em. The Smith
yeah.
50 guy.
Yeah.
50
kickflipper. 50 Smith.
Hold on.
Just like,
hold on a
oh,
second.
I dipped my truck off.
Let him put your headphones on for a second so he can see the difference.
You want to hear what
of
it's like
when he
in
talks
here?
Into it? Yeah. Yeah, you got to cup it.
Cup the. Never mind.
Cup my balls.
Yeah.
So just
we're all thinking it.
Let me hear. Okay, hold on.
Yeah, you hear that bass?
Hello.
You gotta.
Hello.
Yeah, it's so much see? Better like that. Yeah.
I got cupped the hell out of this thing.
Good. You're right. Pretend you're at a.
B-Rab.
B-Rabbit.
B-Rabbit.
Opened up a pibber and it's so much better.
I know, right?
I think I got one more. It's what real beer is supposed to taste.
Help yourselves to carrot juice. I mean,
Lord knows I'm the only one that's gonna be doing that. Okay, would you rather throw up every time you hear someone say McDonald's or wear a fedora for the rest of your life and tell people that you actually like the way it looks?
The McDonald's thing. Yeah. McDonald's. For sure the McDonald's thing.
Throw up every time someone says McDonald's or...
You stole these from Barstool, didn't you?
No, not this one. Okay. But I did take the hair one from there. Yeah. But, or wear a fedora for the rest of your life and tell people that you like the way it looks.
McDonald's.
Fedora.
McDonald's.
See, there's another good Barstool one that's if you could see any three stats from your lifetime, what would they be?
Oh my god, I've thought about that before and I do not want to know a shit ton of stats.
You do not?
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't know, bro.
I already keep track of all that in my head, so.
Which ones? I want to know, like, if I never cut my fingernails, how, like, in my entire life, how long would they be right now?
Damn. Number of nollie flips.
Yeah. How much money have I actually possessed?
Yeah.
Collectively,
like, and spent.
What if you could add up, like, all the money you've just spent on Taco Bell?
Don't want to know.
Like,
$10,000 easy.
You probably buy Taco Bell.
I want to know how much money I've spent on R&R.
Oh.
How many nuts have I released?
I already know that.
Scott's keeping track even when he's not getting laid. He's like,
that's why we never see Scott. He's over here writing his stats down. I'd really honestly like to see how many times, like, the ratio from land to no land of shit that I've filmed of people.
Holy fuck.
It's probably very, like, like the like 2%,
like how many
not even
no land.
Dude, I bet
you think
it's
about
like
all the times you filmed a trick.
Like how many times have I hit record?
Probably, yeah, like 3%.
0.001% or land.
If yeah,
bet like it's gotta
well,
be fucking crazy.
Yeah,
low.
I guess what I would care about more is how many times.
Well, think
like
about
how many clips.
No,
like
think
how
about,
many times have I hit record?
Think about Austin at Commerce.
Oh,
he
like
landed it
four,
one time,
4.5 hours
technically. So
that's already 0.00001%.
3 seconds. Time. Yeah, I'm not good at math. I'm not even going to think about that.
It's a low percentage.
I mean, with me, it's probably more like 50-50, but...
Okay.
Never mind. There's nothing there.
Your deodorant, do you put it on your left arm or your right arm first?
Oh, yeah.
Left arm.
Left arm because I'm right-handed.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, I guess that does make sense.
Yeah, left.
Do you use Apple Maps or Google Maps?
Apple.
I'm not even sure, dude. I don't fucking pay attention.
I know
to
where
that
I'm
shit.
Going all the fucking time.
Yeah, I really map? Don't use it a lot at
the fuck's
all.
A map?
Like, I don't use fucking maps if I know where I'm going.
I
people,
use the
people
Red
who
Dead
know
waypoint.
Where they're going and type that shit in, I want to fucking smack them. I'm like,
what if
like,
you're just
you
trying to
know
find the
fastest
where
the fuck
home?
You're going.
What if there's more than one route and one's
live a
other?
Little, man. Fuck oh that. My god!
I always check when I'm leaving work because I'm like, all right, which of these three routes is going to be the fastest?
I mean, it makes sense if you're like in a fucking downtown.
Yeah,
but
you know,
but,
how, you know that route though. You know how to drive that.
Yeah,
route
I
eventually.
Turn it off once I drove driving, exactly. But I always check which one's going to be the fastest.
There you go.
When you're parking into a parking space, do you use your blinker?
No.
Fuck no.
Who the fuck does that?
I saw it happen the other day.
Jesus.
It's like some Chinese shit.
I will do it if you're like in that one-on-one situation where you're trying to fly over a spot so you throw the blinker on.
Closer to your mouth.
Like overpower the other person to kind of intimidate them. Like, I'm going to get to that spot.
You think your blinker's intimidating to them?
They're probably like, what's this?
My blinker was on first.
Look at this guy turning his fucking blinker on all early and shit.
It's like,
I'm
a,
fucking,
it's like a game show. Yeah. Like, oh, fuck, he got his blinker
I'm
on
out of here.
Hit the buzzer yeah, first.
So. Do you ever wash your trash cans?
No.
No.
Why would you?
I don't know.
I mean, they can fucking start to
I mean,
stink.
Maybe like if you have one in the bathroom, but like What the fuck? Like, not like your outside trash can that you take to the curb. Fuck that thing.
Some people do, because they can get fucking stinky as fuck, dude.
You wash your trash cans out?
I had to.
Why?
Well, it's dust, and of course it
I don't throw anything
like
out that, like, fucking ruins my trash can like that.
2 months worth of dog shit I threw away.
There you go. 2 months worth of dog shit. That's fucking right. You got to wash it after that. Yeah. Jesus.
How do you guys feel about bikes that ride on the road and pretend to be cars?
Oh.
Well, I used to ride road bikes a lot, so I kind of...
No, not road bikes. I mean, like, people that...
Like a mountain bike.
Will, I mean, it doesn't even matter what bike
it is. And
they
take the fucking... Like, they're as if they're a car.
But they stop at the red lights.
Yeah.
Like they're in the road.
Just share the road, bro.
That's no.
Get the fuck out of my way.
Honestly,
if you're on a bike, move.
If you're really riding a bike like that and you're serious, just fucking blow the lights when you can and keep your fucking.
You better
pace
be going.
Up,
you
dude.
Better
like,
be biking 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, dude. Like, cause when you're biking fast and you fucking slow down, it takes a minute to get back to where you were. So you're not trying to fucking stop at every light. If you're stopping at a light, you're just being a fucking pompous ass and being like, look at me on my fucking bike in the road. Like,
how fast can a bike really go though? Can they get up to 20 miles per hour? 25 miles per hour?
Dude, like, yeah. Like, I used, dude, yeah. I used to go super fast on my one road bike that I had. I was riding like 40 miles a day for a little while and it was fucking insane. Yeah.
I used to go mountain biking with my dad.
I was into that for
that
a while.
That's pretty fun, honestly.
It's so fun, dude. I got into it, like...
Especially if you find, like, a good track.
Probably, like, yeah. There's a lot in Michigan, too. And probably, like, 5 years ago, I got into it. And me and my buddy strapped our fucking bikes on the back of his Fiat Abarth 500 and drove to North Carolina and went to these trails in DuPont State Forest.
Damn.
And it was, like, we were super fresh to mountain biking, had no fucking clue what we were doing. And we were just like, let's go to the fucking sickest rated trails that we can possibly drive to within 8 hours. And we were like, all right, cool. So then we went down there and fucking couldn't even ride our bikes up the mountain. The track is so fucking hard and gnarly. And we ended up like riding halfway up and then walking the rest. It took us like an hour and a half to get up the mountain.
Damn.
8 minutes to bomb down.
Right. Of course. Yeah, of course.
It was fucking sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's fun, though. I haven't done that in
years. Fucking smacked
a
tree.
Do people normally bike up it?
Yeah, like, if you don't bike up it, like, you're fucking up. You're supposed to be able to ride your bike the whole track, you know what I mean? Like, that's the point.
It took you an hour and a half to walk up it.
Yeah.
How steep is this
fucking
mountain?
It's a
fucking
mountain, bro, made of straight sheetrock, so it's really faster and better and easier to ride your bike.
How wide is this track?
We just didn't have, like, the fucking stamina yet, like, mm-hmm. to fucking go up this steep-ass rock shit.
How wide is this track that you're riding on?
Well, they get super skinny.
Are
like,
you like on? Is there a cliff on this side? Of
yeah,
you?
Like they call it single track, and it's just like just wide enough for a bike to ride down. You know what I mean?
What's the chances of you falling off the edge and to your death?
High at some points, but not always. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sounds like something I would never want to do.
It's fucking super scary. Miserable.
Sounds like going down is fun, but going up is not.
Going up is like you like punish yourself to reward yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Did you ever go with us when me and Dad used to go?
Probably. I was probably, what, 10?
Did you guys go to, like, Mayberry?
Maybe.
Mayberry's sick. It's, like, only 6 miles, but it's a really good course, and it, like, goes up and down, and you get a lot of speed.
Yeah,
it's got
Mayberry.
Good flow.
But
I ate shit there, and that's why I don't mountain bike that much anymore, because I fucked my knee up on a tree.
This fucker's eating.
And,
of course he is.
I fucking couldn't skate for, like, you know, 2 months after that, and I was like, I'm not fucking myself up on a bike
on
so
a
I can
bike.
Not skate. Yeah. Fuck yeah. That.
Feel you, brother. Fuck that.
You want to skate them out? Dude, remember those, like, old boards that had, like, the rubber-ass, like, tire wheels on them almost?
Yeah.
They were a skateboard, pretty much, but they had, like, rubber...
Monster truck wheel type
monster
things?
Truck type wheels.
Oh, yeah. That you're
dirt
you
boards,
all terrain.
Yeah,
no.
Didn't they have them on the Thrasher thing where they were doing that fucking weird ritual bullshit and like bombing the hill and jumping the ramp and they all had robes on and shit?
Sure, I mean I don't remember that.
Yeah, what?
Sounds like you just watched it today. That's
no, dude, that's
detailed.
Like fucking. I don't even watch Chase skating Manette. Shit that much. Like fucking half the shit everybody talks about. I'm like, yeah, and then.
What on threat?
I just remember that.
It's too much content.
Yeah.
It's too much. That's what we were talking
Not
about
possible
earlier.
To keep up.
We were talking about earlier. It's like people doing crazy ass shit to the point where it's like, am I even impressed?
Right.
It's like comedic.
Yeah.
It's like, you just flip in and out of that.
I don't know. Like some of the
shit just gets lost in social media anyways.
Yeah.
Sure, no matter what it is.
Because we were watching the April video.
Okay.
Damn. Where it's like...
Is that the
O'Neill's new?
Oh yeah, yeah, okay.
Board company video, where he's just welcoming all those people.
Dustin just sent me that.
Yep, there we go. Those puppies,
dude. Dustin needs to produce this show.
All terrain boards. I think he sent me some links that I saved. But
good.
Yeah,
there's some way you could ollie on
that. Shit every week.
Mountain biking. Oh man, my favorite.
I can't wait for people to watch this and see us all laugh and don't know what was said.
Right, you can't hear him over there. But it's
like,
all right.
I don't know. Paying attention to skating is
like
weird.
The Kelly Hart over there.
The fucking last things that are notable for me recently, like that John D'Lo part from a little bit ago, and fucking that what was that video that Jim Greco put out with those two guys? The one dude who skates fucking Long Beach Park all the time. Yeah, that's actual little sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, it's like that. Like, you have to do videos like that to stand out now.
Yeah.
It's like there's so much content.
Like, a regular skate part that I like that came out recently, Bobby Warrist's part that came out, that was fucking sick. That's his venture part, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was good, yeah.
The way I see it now is, like, I thought also Stephen Lawyer, Stephen or Stephen.
Cup that boy.
Oh, yeah. You're talking about Mr. Tricolor Pants Man, right? Yeah.
All
right,
so he did, like, it was like back 180 switch crook pop out. And then the next day on Instagram, the caption was, you knew it was coming. Back 180 switch front crook or whatever, back 180 50 fakie flip out. And then the next day, he goes, you knew it was coming again. And then he did, like, varial flip out.
Fuck.
You wouldn't have seen that 10 years ago because there's no social media. Like, you see that progress, like, you see the ending, like, outcome of that, like the final product. But
I don't think you was it clearly three different days, or was he just saving that shit?
Camo pants on every day.
Every day. Be funny if he changed his pants all in one day.
Right, that wouldn't surprise me.
Honestly, yeah.
Production secrets.
Yeah.
Like,
continuity errors.
In old videos, and this is why, because I'm older, and some of you guys are closer in age, so like you can test this on young kids.
Yeah, you're old, man. You're 30.
Turns 30 on Monday, tries to act like.
Yeah, fucking.
But it's the generational thing. Like, with skateboarding now, you can see the progression, like, hourly almost. Daily.
Versus video to video.
You can see where pros are skating right now.
And you see it changing. Like, I swear to God, there was a day where I saw someone do, like, a nollie flip crook, like, nollie varial flip, and then my next dude scrolling through, they did the same trick, but a big flip out. It's like
exactly what he said. You knew it was coming because you're watching what he's doing every fucking day. So, like, before, you would wait for a fucking video part to come out for years and years, and you don't know what's coming.
I'm just not impressed anymore.
I miss those days.
Delete Instagram, everybody. Yeah. Let's do a delete Instagram.
I'm more impressed watching people physically, like, being there watching it than someone doing something fucked.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Can we fix this table really quick?
Yeah, what's up with it?
Sorry, Blooms and Birds is out. I love that magazine, by the way. That's really cool looking.
I think those are Adam's aunts. I always thought they were...
If your aunt has any more old magazines...
There's a box of them in the garage.
I'd go look through them. Cool.
Whole box in the garage.
Cool.
You a bird watcher or something?
No, just those that they look sick.
Dude, funny story about birds is actually I have two stories about
Shut
birds.
Up, bird.
Is when Schwalm went to Puerto Rico with us, he like his phone is the worst phone ever, so he can only have like three apps on his phone. So he had to delete apps.
What do you mean?
So
Schwalm,
whenever he wants to Snapchat something. Schwalm.
Yeah, I mean, I know that. It makes sense that it's him, but, like, what about the phone? Like,
when he Snapchats shit, he has to, like, delete Snapchat to be able to, like, download Instagram. And I was like, dude, why don't you, like, delete some more apps? Like, I don't want to delete these other ones. And one of them that he had on there was, like, it was just, like, it was a bird app. I can't remember what it was called. But you would, like, type in, you would take a photo of a bird, and it would, like, give you stats and, like, it would explain to you what the bird is.
Well, respect for not deleting that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I
was like, damn, that's kind of... that's
his priorities are birds over
it's a cool
Snapchat.
App.
Yeah.
That's good, though. He's birds over hoes. he's doing good.
Birds over snaps.
My neighbors are fucking huge bird watchers, and they go on, like, trips out of state, like, out to fucking Utah and shit, just looking for specific birds.
Need to find this one fucking owl.
Yeah, it's for real. They're like, there's this warbler I've been looking for. I'm like, oh,
I've been
chasing
him my whole life, and I can't find him.
I haven't checked him off the list yet. I'm like, damn.
I can't die before I find
him. This is the third year in Utah. Instead of Pokemon Go, it's Bird Go.
Yeah.
That's a great idea,
birds
dude.
Birds and chill.
Okay, so
that's a fucking genius idea. We should make that where, like, people can do that. But when they go out, they take a picture of a bird, and they add it to their collection, and they compete with other people on the app.
Shit.
So basically, dude, just take
Pokemon Go and make it real life with animals.
Oh, like, fuck, okay. Dude. That could be kind of fucking dope.
Yeah, and people could get killed because trying to get pictures of grizzly bears in the fucking...
All you gotta do is put a disclaimer. Yes. Just put a disclaimer. When you open the app, just do not get too close to certain types of animals or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we'll put some disclaimers in there. Disclaimers.
Don't get fucking gored by the rhino. Like, oh,
watch out for water buffaloes.
Here's some no-go zones. Okay, so another bird topic, but... The bird scooters. Have you seen Bird One?
No.
So, let's say to those people out there that love bird scooters, man, love them, right?
Yeah.
But it sucks because it's like you want to ride one, but you can't find one. You know, yeah, sometimes you can't find one, right?
Oh, the birds are taken.
Well, if you go to...
I hate that.
Fuck, I know, dude. I was trying to go to the next bar and get a fucking mule in my bow tie.
Well, you know what, Kevin? Your problems are solved because for pre-sale, pre-order now payment of $12.99, you can own your own bird.
Oh my fucking God. I knew you were going to say
that. They created their own like birds that you can fucking buy yourself. And
I'll only buy it if the base spins all the way around so I can do tail whips.
Let's buy one and film apart. Let's buy one and film apart.
There's different colors.
Wait.
There's a white one if you want.
It's $12.99 down.
Does it come with keys?
Oh, no, I mean, that's probably just the pre-order.
Or code,
so.
Or somebody else, I go to the bar on this bird, and then be like, oh, it's just a bird, and they pick it up, and they leave the bird
and
I just
bought.
And
they take your bird,
right? Like, fuck. Can you get custom graphics?
I'm sure you... They're limited supply, delivering in U.S. and Europe summer 2019.
That seems like a Europe thing for sure. They probably got tons of
those today,
over there.
There's a down payment of $149.
So the first time I see somebody on one of those, I'm going to question them, like, really brutally. I'm going to be like, what made you buy this bird? I'm going to like ask him a bunch of questions like I really want to buy one too,
How long have you been sad?
yeah. I bought a bird today.
How long have you been on antidepressants?
Do you want me to help you pick out a car? Cause
yeah. Straight up.
Oh, man.
I don't even know where I saw that, but...
There's your solution.
You can still get a DUI on fucking scooters.
I was I was at that spot, you know, where there used to be the benches, like the circles and the benches, right off Woodward, like kind of by Garden Bowl, like right down the street from there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That spot. So I was there one day, and we were skating, and we were there for a while, and this lady kept zooming by on the bird with a baby on her chest.
Jesus.
And she did it a couple of times and like was like going right where we were skating and shit, and she was like, sorry, and then she like came back one more time and was like, oh, I swear this is the last time, and I'm like, you're gonna fucking crash with your baby, get off the scooter.
Damn. Like,
what are you doing?
What, there's bird, there's lime,
yeah,
spin mogo. Mogos are the bikes.
I did not know about
that. Mogos. Yeah. It's Mogo.
You know that bird graveyard Instagram? Mm-hmm. I think they have like more followers than Bird does or something like that.
Nice.
What is that, like just lost birds?
Like
no,
birds,
it's just people
and trees
them.
And on
that's
fences,
I mean.
And fucking just
throwing them off
annihilated.
Parking garages.
Yeah, they're just fucking them up.
Yeah,
dude.
Bird graveyard.
How do they charge the birds? Or is that a dumb question? Because I don't know what's their means of fuel.
Because I know if you pick them up and you charge them, maybe there's like stations or something that you take them to. I don't know.
Yeah, if you plug them in and charge them at your house,
you
get like
paid.
You get like a credit or some shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
To use them?
Plug it at your house? Do they just
charge them?
Charge what?
They charge it anywhere.
It's kind of like Uber. You can sign up to be like a charging station.
Like a bird pickup? You can be a bird picker upper?
So they probably like send you something?
It's kind of like with Uber, right? They send you some shit, you sign up, like you go through a background, like some kind of like a review process, I'm pretty sure, and then you are able to be someone who goes, and you know how you, people are driving around random, you see them pick them up and throw them in vans in the back of trucks?
Mm-hmm.
Those people work for Bird or like whatever, pick them up, charge them, and then put them back in the wild.
You're sure they're not just stealing birds?
That does happen. Did you hear the stories about how, like, I can't remember where it was, and I think it was on, Yahoo News. People were using it to set up robberies, right? So, like, put a bird in this really random location so a group of people could go, and then they trying to get to work. These people come over and mug the hell out of them and rob
them. Damn.
It's just okay, like okay, the okay. rare so, Pokemon so. That were like, you know, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. People were getting fucked up on some Pokemon, dude.
But the question is, like, why are you walking to 7 Mile in Livermore, wherever, to get a bird?
I don't know, dude.
In the first place.
For the yeah, dude.
So obviously, you shouldn't.
I mean, they're probably
there.
Putting them in, like, some Chicago alleyways or something like that.
Yeah, like Detroit alleyways. There's places in Detroit, even in, like, nowadays, like, new downtown area, if you put in, like, a back alley or somewhere where there's not a lot of people, all it is like, 2 seconds, right? Someone goes to use it, you go behind them, you mug them, get the money, and you go.
My window got busted out, like, 2 weeks ago downtown for the first time. I was very surprised because I park shitty places all the time.
Did you have a bird in your car?
No. I had a bowling ball in there that they tried to steal. I think they thought it was a camera because it was in like a case and everything.
Okay. Yeah. They opened it up and were like, oh.
They just went to pick it up. They were like, oh, fuck. Like immediately, like 14 pounds? Nope.
Damn. It's a 14 pound. It's a house ball? Yeah. Fuck this, man. Yeah. Don't be reading these.
I had a buddy who lived down there for a while, and he used to just leave his car doors unlocked. He's like, well, they're going to want to break into my car. I don't want them to break my window out, so.
Yeah, I've had friends do that, too.
Just take my shit.
He just didn't leave shit in his car.
I've had friends do that, too.
Robert just comes up, opens it, and like, all right, cool. Fuck, there's nothing in here.
When we were filming Spaz, it turned 2011. Do you remember Broadway's car? It was a red Escort. Do you remember that, Scott?
Was this when you guys all got in that traffic jam, like, together and were getting robbed and fucking something happened?
That was 2006. What? I got two quick good stories. Yeah.
I have other segments, but Urban Dictionary I'm trying to wean off a little bit unless you guys really like it.
Is Hershey Wood in the lineup?
I like it. All right. Hershey really Wood? Oh, oh, it'll God. Be in there, yeah.
Okay.
You know Kevin, I have no clue what the fuck that is, but I can already imagine what it is.
No, it's like a dude who does something.
Oh, I thought it was like an Urban Dictionary word.
No. Urban Dictionary is on hold for a second here, because I have shower thoughts. But oh, okay. Oh, now you know how it feels to...
No, I was just trying to compliment Kevin, but him and I were like...
Go ahead.
What?
Go ahead.
So
I just want to let you know that you're the best guest so far as speaking into the mic.
Oh, thank you.
So thank you.
I've seen a lot of podcasts,
I've heard everything you've said.
Some people are like, oh, yeah, fucking...
Scott's been doing... Scott's
doing good.
Well, they have headphones on.
Today.
Can't they fucking hear themselves? Like, whatever. I don't know.
Adam's picking up the slack for being hard to
hear.
Adam's
doing pretty good, too. I can't hear myself over myself when I talk, so it's difficult.
Okay, really quick to that story you brought up in 2007. That was one of those moments where I thought I wasn't going to die. Really, so basically, Broadway's in front of me. I'm in a car with Martin Payson, Mike Rensock, like my homies from back in the day. And then behind us is Rob Storch and Black Rob, Robbie Mansell. Black guys. We're going onto an exit ramp, and it's like got one of those viaducts right before, so you couldn't see that the traffic was at a standstill. Broadway and I both slam our brakes. We are able to not hit each other, but behind me, Rob wasn't paying attention. He had like a convertible with the top down. One of them, I think it was Robbie, didn't have a seatbelt on. They rear-ended me going like fucking, it had to have been like 45, 50 when they were trying to slow down, and like could have easily went flying. Somehow they didn't. I think it was like Robbie like kind of flew forward and pushed himself against the window. And then there's just like this giant pile up, and then I went into Broadway, vice versa. That was like one of the scariest things in my life. As we turned around, we saw Robbie like walk out of the car, like holding his chest and like roll over to the ground. I'm like, oh my god, what the hell is happening right
Damn.
Now? Damn. That was scary as hell. Our parents had to come pick a bunch of people up because some people weren't 18. Like,
yeah, like Evan told me that story a long time ago. Wasn't he there? Yeah.
Yeah, like people like Mike and Martin were getting picked up because they weren't over 18. My parents were cool because I was 18 or whatever. And it was just. A giant clusterfuck. It was really sketchy because of Robbie and Robert could have literally flew over and just, they could have went over my car in front of me and died.
Damn.
Insane.
Insane.
And then the other thing about the cars is Broadway and I had the same type of car, a red Escort, literally same model. And we figured out somebody was stalking us one day because we parked on Michigan Avenue and Jeremy was there too. And this guy broke into both of our cars. It's by the third Street, Michigan with those curved white ledges.
Mm-hmm.
We both parked like down the street on Michigan Avenue so the cars in. The cars were in eyesight, like we could see them, but apparently this dude was sneaky, busted both back windows out, got in the trunk, stole all Broadway's camera gear, like $4,000 worth of shit. And we came to the conclusion that he was looking for that stuff because all I lost was an iPod. I had a lot of other shit in there. He only took like an iPod. That dude was stalking us through the city probably because he knew that one of those cars had cameras.
I saw you guys filming, yeah.
Yeah.
Like saw you guys with cameras.
Yeah, and then followed us around.
I've heard also that it's like a known fact now that a lot of skateboarders will have a camera. So, maybe someone's targeting us. I don't like to think that. I'm like...
Yeah, that shit sucks.
Yeah.
We are a minority.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to do Urban Dictionary a little differently this time. They give you 30 words every day. So
Scott, where's your content? Why don't you ever... What are you...
I'm a special guest. What do
you mean? Okay. He's why people tune in.
Never mind. It's
definitely special.
They put 30 words that are trending every day on Urban Dictionary, so I'll let you pick between 1 and 30. Adam, stop looking. 17. And we'll just see what they are.
So. Wait, so what do we have to guess?
So we each pick a number?
Ah, oh, shit. I have to... All right. I'm going to put rules up there or something.
Pick a number between...
We can cut the rules out. Go.
No, he was just asking, what do you want from us?
Urban Dictionary. Pick. I pick up a word and I tell you what the word is, and you have to tell me what you think it means.
Okay, let's go.
All right. And we're going to just go this way in order of picking numbers. So pick a number between 1 and 30.
Between 1 and 30. Why am I doing this?
35.
Nope. You're picking your
word,
sir.
You're picking your Urban Dictionary word.
Oh,
I did no research earlier.
This is the new, because we never did this before. Okay. 15.
15. All right. What is a Prince Albert piercing?
That's when you get your... Shut up. It's his, right? Or can we all answer?
Can we all answer? Or is it just...
I don't know. There's
I have to answer
we
this.
We still haven't figured out the system to this.
I don't want to.
I know what it is.
Let's just have one.
Yeah, if you know what it is, go ahead. Spit it out.
You get a fucking piercing through the tip of your urethra.
There it is.
And it, yeah. So, I don't know why anybody would do that.
Why is it called a Prince Alfred piercing? Does Prince Albert do this? Is that what actually is?
Pardon me.
I mean, it's a dick piercing. Its insulation produces excruciating pain, but only of a second's duration. I don't know what the Prince Albert meaning of it has to do with anything.
Yeah. See why it's called the Prince Albert.
But the
Albert.
Bad news
like
is that because
that.
He had this Prince Albert piercing, he has to wear a Tampax in his undies for the next week as there is residual bleeding from the procedure for all time. What are you trying to do over there, Adam?
Stop. Can I ask Siri to say it or is that going to demonetize?
No, yeah, you're good.
Demonetize.
As long as we don't put full frame videos or...
Why is a Prince Albert called a Prince Albert?
That's piercing? Not going to know that. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Well, next
number.
Yeah, you let us know if we figure that out. 17.
Kevin.
What is a...
It's a cucumber with a Prince Albert.
Oh, my God.
What is a Big Bubba?
These words have no context to them whatsoever. Like.
No, they never do.
I'm going to say it involves a stomach, like getting set on top of someone's head.
Bubba, I'll give you a carton of cigs if you stick to the 49s and leave me alone.
Oh, sure.
Just a really fat, annoying guy.
No.
This is another version of
it. Is it like a homeless person who's asking you for stuff or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Adam?
He's still on Prince Albert.
Just by that sentence.
A fat guy that needs a ride to McDonald's.
Oh.
Damn. You know,
we're getting closer, I think.
Did anyone? No, you guys are. A dude you want to make friends with so he doesn't fuck you in the ass. You don't want this guy to be your cellmate.
Oh, shit.
Big Bubba.
So here's a theory. The theory for the Prince Albert piercing is that He had the piercing himself, and it was because it made his penis hang in an aesthetically pleasing fashion in tight trousers, which were the fashion in the day. Others suggest he had
Peyronie's
disease and had the piercing in an attempt to straighten his
penis
out.
Who wrote this?
Well, what I'm looking at here is these alternate piercings. There's one like, okay, so picture like right at the middle of the top of your dick.
The camera doesn't need to see this, but you guys do.
Okay, so picture like right at the middle of the like the base of your dick. Just go to the right and like go down until you're just barely on the ball sack and then just pierce that.
That bottom left one.
It's right there. It's fucked up.
It's just like the taint.
Is that bottom left one like through the hole?
Just like, so if you pierce like the left side of your ball sack, you're totally straight. But if you pierce the right side, I don't know, man.
Which side of your scrotum is pierced? All right, pick a number.
My number is going to be
34.
8.
What is stashing?
Putting money in the
hiding
walls.
Drugs in your ass when you fly over get through customs.
Okay. I'm going to guess that it has to do with a mustache more so.
No, but thank you for taking it that direction.
Is it?
It's not sexual.
Darn it. I was thinking it was like a sexual true, mustache thing.
It involves a
is
butthole.
Is this like the hemp skate shoes?
Oh, okay. It involves a butthole?
No, it does not.
Oh.
Stash them away.
I feel like mine's for sure a good guess.
That's a very good guess.
Okay.
But it's not right.
It's horseshit.
Is it like
right.
the same thing as the northern tuck?
What is that?
Where if you got a boner, you and you like you say you gotta wake
up. Oh, you hide in the waistband.
Yeah, you hide in the waistband. You gotta make it to the bathroom, take your morning piss, man. You gotta go. You don't gotta wait for the fucking homies not to look at you.
Dude, I had to do that in a meeting. I had to do that in a meeting the other day. I was like, dude, come on, for real, right now.
Superbad made that famous.
Stashing is when you're in a relationship with somebody and you refuse to introduce them to your parents and family, mostly because you view the person as a temporary replaceable because you're an asshole.
Oh. That's a new one.
I don't get what how that is, but...
Kay. I get it. I know what that means.
Maybe that person just sucks and they are replaceable. Why am I the asshole? Maybe
you're like, why would I... Individual. You're like, I don't want my parents to know I hang out with this chick. Like, yeah. But I'd fuck that. If you don't want your parents to meet her, just fuck her. She's stupid. Don't hang out with her.
Yeah. Just leave afterwards. Yeah.
If you wouldn't introduce her to your fucking parents, like...
You shouldn't be spending that much time with her anyway.
Right.
Why is she your girlfriend in the first place?
What is zoo? Oh. S or Z U U. It's an act.
Wait, say it again.
Zoo, like Z U U.
Is it sexual?
No.
Zoo?
No clue.
It's an act, so is it like a jewel?
There's really no sentence either. It's an act of doing something.
Hitting a jewel?
No.
While you're zooted?
No.
What? Zoots?
Zoo?
Z-U-U.
Is it like throwing poop?
I'm just going to cheat and look. I won't say it out loud. I'm not going to say it out loud.
I don't care.
Throwing poop?
No. I mean, the sentence is we almost pulled a zoo before we pulled up and just clipped the mountain.
Okay. Is this like some fucking Robert Soros rock climbing lingo like that we don't know about?
It's the act of using an aircraft and flying into a mountain.
All right.
Almost
then.
Pulled a zoo.
Thank God I missed that mountain.
Is that where zoom? Like
maybe.
Zoom.
Zoom.
Is that what that sounds like?
Maybe. Yeah, but usually it just becomes an explosion. It only makes the zoom if you miss
So they did get a zoo. They got zoom. Like, oh, fuck. What, not zoom.
Like you hit the canopy and the propellers and shit or just fucking clapping all the fucking leaves and it's like zoom.
Because if you
like
had
a saw.
Yeah.
Maybe like some instrument on the fucking panel for the pilot is like there's like a Z on
zoo
it.
Alert.
Zoo.
You're about to
zoo it up, motherfucker.
Pull up. You about to
pull
zoo.
That shit.
All right, you guys.
Avert left to avoid zoo.
Yeah, it just talks to you to like Siri. Do you guys want shower thoughts?
Yeah, what we got?
Yes,
right.
Please.
So you said you didn't know what shower thoughts were, right?
Yeah.
Well, none of us do.
Oh, well, shit.
We've never done it before.
I mean, I've had them, but...
You don't know what they are, though?
No.
It's a pretty...
Like thoughts I have in the shower?
It's basically like, holy shit, like, I never thought about that, but it makes a ton of sense. Kind of, like...
Isn't that like the hits blunt meat?
Fuck, yeah.
Like
yeah, same thing, essentially.
Damn, Kev.
You want any more?
Jesus.
I'm good.
This kid's addicted to fucking orange juice, or
carrot juice.
It is orange.
Do you eat carrots, though?
Yes, but not, like, a lot. I mostly just drink juice.
You ever mix the French press with the carrot juice?
Fuck no.
That'd be so fucking gross.
It's blasphemy.
Unless you move your head, you can't move your top row of teeth.
Yeah, you're test your fucking head.
Fuck. As we all fucking... Oh, wow. Fuck you, I'll do it. Some of the comments are fucking funny, too. Like, on some of these. Like, it feels weird when I try.
Oh, shit.
Fucking A.
Could you imagine, like, just to bite off that one, is like how... Birds move their heads, you know? Imagine if that's how humans move their heads. Like,
yeah, that fucking jerky,
like,
twitchy
hey,
neck.
Scott,
yeah.
Yeah, crackheads do.
They do.
If all DJ
Bird
Khaled
brains.
Does is win, he hasn't lost his virginity yet.
One more time.
If all DJ Khaled does is win, he hasn't lost his virginity yet.
But he won his wife's.
There you go.
But <Ba-dunch.
laughs> How awkward must it be if your identical twin becomes a famous porn star?
I mean...
Hey, you're Mia Khalifa. No, I'm not. Dude, I watched a podcast the other day where they were talking about porn stars or whatever. Like, yeah. And they were like, oh, the Mia... What's her last name? Mia Khalifa? Yeah, Mia Khalifa. And there's a comment. I read one of the comments.
These motherfuckers acting like they don't know who Wiz Khalifa is.
That's what I was about to say. They fucking damn well knew. They were like,
oh, I saw something. It was some meme too, and it was a photo of her like smiling awkwardly, and it's like when you bring like your new girl over to your parents' house, and your dad's like, I feel like I've seen you from somewhere, but I can't remember what.
Yeah, she's engaged. I mean, I just mean that guy.
Yeah,
who's like took her home to his parents and was like, yeah. I'm engaged to this chick.
Air probably has a taste that we all just got used to.
Facts.
Hmm. Interesting. You know what I've always wondered?
True.
No, what? Is, do you ever think it'll get to the point where you have to pay for air? No.
That's not possible. Maybe in another incarnation.
I don't know how the hell
right
they
now
would control that. But think about it. Okay, so you need
how
to...
How would you control all that air?
I mean, I don't know.
Would maybe stop?
Like, it wouldn't be paying for air. You would just start paying for time because you're going to be breathing the air, bro.
You
true.
Can, okay.
That's true.
So you're
true.
The whole
okay.
Time
yeah.
But the way that
you
I...
Then that's essentially like genocide, too. Because if like... What if someone can't afford
I'm
the
pretty
air?
Sure there
died?
Was a movie like that.
Okay.
Where
yeah, it's called
you,
time.
And you... No, there was a movie like a that movie. Where you had to fucking basically earn enough money to stay alive, to buy your time, to extend your expiration date or something.
Yeah, it's called In Time.
Was it?
It was in Justin Timberlake. It was in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it was like the counter was like on
yeah,
their arm.
Yep.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you,
it's
when you
cool
turn
movie,
like
yeah.
26, you start with a year.
Yep.
And then it starts ticking down, and there's like one dude who has like a million years or some shit like that.
It's
at the
basically
top.
Like you fucking get to... You get like 26 years to learn to be whoever the fuck you are, and if you haven't figured it out by then, you're gonna fucking fail and not make money and die.
Yes,
it's kind of like real life, but
only
honestly,
more
harsh.
I think it's a good, yeah. Good strategy. You should do it.
I just the way that I think about it is like you have to pay for housing, you have to pay for food. If the government found out a way to create companies and tax air, how
do
you
do
like? Do you think that would?
They have to make suits or something. So you would have a suit that if you don't pay for it, blocks you off in the air and then you suffocate.
Well, what you're paying for time still
sense.
Then, though. You're still paying for time.
See, that makes sense. I like the or way like, that you think about it that way. Because I don't know. I've just had that thought. I never really like built into the like the process of how it would work. But I just always thought about like you pay for food. You have to go to the grocery store to buy food to eat shit. You got to pay rent to electricity to live in a house. You have to
yeah.
pay for these
well,
types of things to survive. Do you ever think it'll get to the point... Where you have to pay.
There's kind of something on the opposite end of that already, the carbon tax, where, like, in other countries, if you have a car that, like, fucking has a ton of emissions, you pay more than somebody who has a car pays lower emissions and
shit.
Yeah, California does it.
Yeah.
And, like, fucking, there's other shit. Like, you just get taxed for basically all the carbon that you fucking create in the air. So.
Which is. Yeah,
that's kind of a good thing because fuck, you know, you don't need to be fucking up the air, but I mean,
right.
We could also plant more fucking trees too.
Yeah, but carbon accounts for like literally 0.001% of the
and
fucking atmosphere.
If you listen to like real
breakdown.
Old historians,
so it's not that big of a factor.
I know, like fucking archaeologists type dudes or fucking what do they call them? Anthropologists, whatever. They fucking who fucking knows? Paleontologists. They all.
Historians.
Wait, what's like the one for there? What? What's like Graham Hancock and like all those dudes? They're into
they're
like
archaeologists.
Fucking,
they're archaeologists. Yeah. Graham Hancock isn't an archaeologist. He's just a reporter, researcher.
Yeah, he's a fucking
journalist.
But
all the dudes he talks about are archaeologists.
Yes, look, Robert Schock or
he's,
fucking.
I'm reading his book right now. It's really good.
Do you know Robert Schock? Mm-mm. You got to listen to the Robert Schock. Joe Rogan is fucking bomb.
All right, I'm gonna actually. Is he like? What's his name?
Yeah.
Steve, will you text me?
Robert Schock. It's like S-C-O-C-H or something like that. Okay. But basically, throughout time, fucking the temperature of the Earth varies wildly. So, like, to think that we're totally responsible for all of it, I'm kind of like...
It's ridiculous.
Maybe there's something to that. Maybe we're just on a swing and we're fucking shit up at the same time. So, like, we're... You know what I mean? We're feeling it. But...
We definitely affect it, but not to the extent that they're saying we are.
Yeah.
Right.
And a but lot of, it's just in a warming period right now.
It's kind of like this house, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, we're fucking it up, but it's still a house. We're still living here.
Yeah.
Still has a roof over your head.
Yeah.
The Earth's still around. We're
you're
fucking fine.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we're
dying.
Chilling, but we're definitely chilling
oh,
for
yeah,
the
we
moment.
We don't know, right?
But
damn,
plastic
that.
In the oceans, that's kind of a soft one. I'm like, all right, I'm open to fucking definitely that's not cool at all. Like, plastic in the oceans.
Save the
right.
fucking
yeah,
turtles.
I think that's more of a problem
see,
than fucking CO2 emissions.
Yes.
That's just common sense. Like, that's not even like, oh yeah, you're fucking up our, you know, all this. Like,
dude, there's an island. Trash away, like. How big is the fucking island? Look up how big that fucking trash island is real quick.
Oh, in the Pacific?
Yeah.
It's fucking insane. It's like a floating patch of garbage in the middle of the fucking Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
It's like bigger than Hawaii or something ridiculous.
Great Pacific garbage patch?
Yeah.
Yeah. As we fucking use plastic every day on the regular still and bitch about it.
What's crazy is if you look at like the stats on where all that plastic comes from, 90% of it comes from Africa and China.
Really?
Yeah. Like, oh. There's like six major rivers and all of them are in Africa and China. Like barely any of it comes from us because we put it all in landfills.
But yeah. Dude, still. We should start doing that shit that Sweden does and just burn that shit and charge like make electricity out of it and charge for the electricity. Like what the fuck? Like that's a no-brainer.
It is pretty crazy that like
1.6 million square kilometers.
I don't even know how fucking big that is.
Like the garbage hills. Like
does
the
it
one
say what it's comparable to? Like the size of?
Is that like as big as like what Rhode Island or some shit like that? Like how? What is it? How big is Google?
It's
how
the
big
size of Vermont. Oh, let's go back up. Over twice the size of Texas.
It's pretty fucked up.
Pretty huge. Oh god, that yeah. I can smell that thinking
yeah,
about that.
I know. Like, I think about it when I eat fish too.
But it's like it's the plastic is like very, it's very fine. It's not like there's giant chunks of plastic. It's all like grated down, like it's like a
because it's
like
all rubbing. It's yeah. like rubbing up against
too,
each other in the fucking
like,
ocean,
yeah.
dude. Yeah,
but it gets into like shit. Then it gets into like the wildlife and the fish and whatnot because of that.
Yeah, and so that's just
that whole nuclear meltdown in Japan, and now we're all eating fish that are fished out of the fucking nuclear ocean, dude.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah.
They totally brushed that under the water after that happened.
Yep.
That shit's still leaking.
Yeah, I know. And we're just all eating fish. I still go to fucking Kroger and get salmon. Like, fuck.
Yep, just get Atlantic fish. Don't eat fish out of the Pacific.
I mean, God.
Good to go.
I got some salmon in the freezer. Actually, hang on. Before you go to that one, I wanted before I lose this thought, didn't you have a shower thought about, because he said flat earth? Like, isn't there one about, like, the maps? Stuff like that you had?
Oh, if you...
That's pretty funny.
For round earth people, their map... Or no, for flat earth people, their globe is just a map.
Facts.
What?
Straight up facts.
Like, people that
do
believe in round earth have a globe.
Do flat earthers believe in globes?
Right. Or do they just want a map?
Well, yeah, it's...
They want a
flat
map.
Flat earth is just... It's a pizza.
No, it's a map.
Whatever. It would be a globe.
Oh, so it's
dude,
a circular map.
It's a circular. It's like Antarctica's big.
But it would lay on the
wall.
Table.
Yeah,
it wouldn't be a ball.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shower thought.
Dude, there's a documentary on Netflix about it. If you can watch more than 5 minutes of it, I'll give you a high five.
But
like, it's like some like 45-year-old dude loses his mom talking
if
about
a,
it. It's fucking.
Oh, is it like super monotone? Probably. Too?
Yeah, it's fucking terrible. It's like
if
the worst
a person
thing.
Is born deaf, what language do they think in?
They don't think.
Holy shit. Yeah, I kind of thought about that a long time ago. I forgot about that.
I always think about, like, that just reminds me of, like, Dave. Mute Dave, you know? The guy that
yeah.
you see downtown all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder what he thinks.
Yeah, how that guy. How the fuck do people who were born deaf end up talking?
I mean,
they
doesn't talk.
They fucking communicate.
They learn
shit.
To mimic the, like, muscle movements. They're going completely off of, like, what it looks
lip
and feels
reading.
Like.
But how
yeah.
do they actually learn how to talk and, like, think, though? That's a fucking huge, like, how do you ever learn how to, like, think? Because... No one's talking to you. You can't hear somebody explain shit to you. You can't mimic
exactly,
the fucking
yeah.
like.
You probably start thinking in almost like a text form eventually because you're reading.
Oh, they
okay.
think in binary.
LOL.
0111100000.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like,
so if someone writes down like a sentence, even a basic one, like the cat is black.
They can see. Yeah.
They can see, but
yeah.
How do I understand what those letters mean and what they sound
well,
like?
Well, they're
gonna
put
mean.
It together eventually because it's gonna be like you're gonna be signing. Whatever, you know what I mean? This is black, you know
or
what I mean? And like,
I was born deaf, toss me to the alligators.
Or even if you're
like,
you need to chill, bro.
Right, go,
that would
go.
Be like a blessing in disguise for you. You'd become some like famous deaf person who did some fucking crazy shit, you know what I mean? Like,
or I mean, even if like you're like a kid, you know what I mean? You're like, oh, like pretend this is actually a carrot, but you're just like, carrot, you know, carrot. Like, you talk to him, like, maybe like. To like a deaf and let me finish my thought.
I thought you were talking to the person and calling them carrot.
No,
yeah. Never mind.
You're
like, but you're
like,
oh,
a vegetable, like
carrot, carrot. You know, like talk
yeah.
to the kids, so they get the voice of it or whatever or the
yeah.
sound. Like maybe you know to teach a deaf person, you just be like, and then write it down, like
exactly.
Yeah,
carrot,
picture.
Carrot.
That's what I'm saying.
Carrot.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Thanks. Dustin's been over here like, get the fuck on with it for like.
I need to fucking
yeah.
Okay, so
all the way over right. here.
just chime in.
You're the Kelly Hart right now.
You do need to be the Kelly. He's the perfect Kelly Hart for this show.
I'm just kidding.
We should.
I've never seen that.
Well, I'm gonna just throw that out there. I think you guys should throw Dustin in a corner room by himself with a fucking
dude. I'm down if we send us money so that we can buy.
When the conversation's hitting a rough patch, he'll just whoop.
Let's just sit him. Can we do it like so that Dustin's actually like at his house though? Like
Dustin, fucking sick.
Dustin's never here.
Oh,
come on.
Or we just put him in a different.
Dustin, where you at? I'm just driving.
Yeah. Put him in a fucking different location every time.
Yeah.
What's up?
The Wicked Witch of the West must have never spilled a drink on herself.
What? Why?
Continue.
The Wicked West. Wicked Witch of the West must have never spilled a drink on herself.
Why?
She fucking melts.
Oh, yeah.
I guess so. Shower thoughts.
Wow.
But,
what?
Maybe
she
really do learn
something new every day, man. I'll tell you what.
So I found something about that death thing.
I mean, she's never showered either, right?
Vegans.
Can you think without language? Nope. This is an answer. At least not at the level humans are accustomed to. That's why deafness can have far more serious consequences than blindness developments.
Who? What's your source here?
Wikipedia.
No.
Jinx, you owe me a
straight dope
carrot juice. The what?
Fuck yeah.
Again, this is not true.
The
theory.
Straight dope what?
It's a theory, obviously. Someone's opinion is interesting. Just listen to it. About one in child just in a thousand
listen
is
to
born
it.
With no ability to hear whatsoever. Years ago, such people were considered deaf mutes. They were considered retarded in the sense that they never were able to learn the language in a process that primes the pump for much later development. During this period, children pick up the basics of language easily, and doing so establish essential cognitive infrastructure. Therefore, because they're deaf, they're unable to do that. Therefore, they go retarded. That's the thing.
So you are a teacher, dude.
Well, yeah, phonetic.
He just looks up Wikipedia all day.
Well, I mean, because we were just
the reason you need to do your homework
forward.
Is because
again, this is not true.
Wikipedia.
I would never cite this clearly, but it's interesting to see people's theories on that.
Vegans can't go ham, so they go bananas.
Vegans are the worst.
We could fix a lot of overpopulation by terminating most safety regulations and letting natural selection take its course.
True.
That is facts.
Get rid of the slippery when wet signs.
You lose weight by lifting weight.
True.
Huh.
The dumber people get, the smarter already smart people get.
Dumber people? That's a tongue twister.
Just by contrast.
That's not true.
Well, not yet.
You can comparison, but not in like, they don't get, I don't get.
Right. Just because someone else gets dumber doesn't mean I'm smarter.
Right. Their brain cells didn't transfer to me.
I wish.
Facts.
Somebody comments, hope I'm on the smart side.
No, what they're saying is, so if your smart level's here, but people
something Schwalm would
dumber,
say.
That means your smart level looks higher.
No, it's a status. It looks higher.
You appear smarter.
It appears higher, but really though.
Like every time we hang out with Schwalm, it's, you know, I'm just kidding.
Jesus.
I feel so smart.
I love
Schwalm. Schwalm.
Exactly.
If 9/11 happened on 7/11, then the business would have to rebrand do some serious rebranding.
That's oh my God. I never thought of that.
That's great. Yeah. I gotta write that one down.
Yeah,
that's
good.
If 9/11 happened on 7/11, then the business 7/11 would have to do some much needed serious branding or rebranding.
They'd go out of business. They'd probably think they were tied to it.
Have you guys ever seen the meme that's two Xanax bars instead of the
9/11?
Oh, God. It's one of my favorite memes, honestly, though. It's pretty fucking funny.
Oh, my God.
So what did you buy?
I bought this at the store today.
What is that?
I don't know. It's we don't have any can or bottle.
Use a lighter here. Let me see it.
No, I'm saying like this is for like bottled beers, but I guess we could just do it on the cans. But this is beer salt.
Oh,
what?
I don't get it.
The fuck? Dustin saw it at the store.
So is it just salt?
But hang on. So there was three of them. There was lime.
Yeah, I pointed it out.
There was lime.
That was me.
Lime michelada or however you say that. And then there was hot lime.
Okay.
I grabbed the lime one. But then...
beer salt.
As I came home and put it on the table, Dustin pointed out that I didn't grab the lime one. I grabbed the hot lime.
Oh. Surprise.
I don't really know how you even fucking open this thing. Can I just open it? It
looks like a 5-hour energy shot or something.
It does, kind of. A little beer.
Is it actually a drink?
No, it's... So, you literally... It's salt that you're supposed to put on the fucking...
You're supposed to put it on your Lime-aritas.
Is that what you're supposed to do?
I don't
know. Jesus Christ, bud.
Sounds about right.
There's like no tab to fucking rip this off on.
Should have tested this out.
Use your teeth, bud.
on here.
Get a big ass knife and do it like one of those fancy wine bottles. Yeah.
Where's my intern? It's ridiculous.
Rare.
Oh, I almost got it.
The noise that you just made reminded me of Hershey Wood.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, we'll go to that next.
So, does anybody even actually want to try this?
No.
Did I just waste my time talking about this?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not trying that shit, whatever the fuck it is. You said it's spicy.
You got to try it, Steve.
You said it's spicy?
Hot lime.
Snort a lime. It's hot? Nah. Snort fuck all that.
Chill. Do I twist this? Do I pop this? Rather.
What were the other topics?
This is some grad, some really bad marketing here.
Should we do a Hot Ones episode where we all just eat terribly hot fucking...
What's that? Never heard of it.
You've never seen Hot Ones?
No.
The fucking... you're fucking with me, right?
The dude... Oh, it really just pours on here. I just like to pretend I've never seen any podcasts because this is the only one that exists.
Corona's supposed to have lime anyway, so throw it on in.
I don't eat carbs.
Yeah, there you go. It's good for your Corona, man.
It's good.
Damn, that is good. Really good, honestly.
Put it in there, dude.
Hey, get some steaks.
I got chicken to cook later. We'll try it.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah, does anybody want to try it?
Yeah, I'll try some beer salt.
That's actually pretty good.
Get a little. That's pretty fucking
that's
good.
That's pretty fucking good, honestly.
You chase it with your beer, though, obviously?
It's like
put that on your beer. That's
dude,
good.
Yeah, I'm putting it in my beer for sure. That's fucking good.
Hell yes.
We got a winner.
All right, who's going to snort a line of that?
15 out of 10.
That's pretty good. Scott, you want to try some?
Twang beer salt.
You don't?
Wow.
Oh, shit. It's just salt. That's not carbs, right?
You're so boring, Scott. Why are you even on the show?
Wow. How does that, like, do you put it in it?
Hey, I'm putting some in here.
You put it in it.
That's what I did.
That was easy, man.
Oh, fuck yeah.
You're not even drinking a Corona anymore.
That would be good on chicken.
Whoa. Like some tacos?
Oh fuck yeah, dude.
See, what I'm thinking is margarita.
Hey, Beck.
Like the around the on the rim of a margarita.
Absolutely that, really but also the tacos.
Do you guys remember the dude, the fat dude? He's always hanging out with long neck or whatever the hell. Yeah. He takes a slap shot to the fucking balls.
Wait.
The guy that took a slap shot. He's sitting in the net and the guy comes up and unloads and fucking wires one right in his balls.
That was like the last episode you drank, so you might not remember that one.
But wow. this one he literally let someone like inches away and just swing a golf club right
into
it.
Show it and I'll play it like small. No,
what the fuck? Why is this kid letting people smack him in the
balls?
It's
this dude. You know him. You've seen him.
Oh, Jesus.
Watch the beers there. You've seen this guy.
Oh, my God.
Where have you been? Living
that's big. That's Big Bubba right there.
I keep seeing him.
It looks like he's 13 and 67 at the same time.
He looks like he smokes meth. Look at his teeth.
He's famous for just getting hit in the balls. You got it? Is it turned down?
Oh, no.
Oh. Oh, my God.
You got to watch
it. No, he does not.
Yeah.
No!
Oh, fuck.
And the dude, so this is this guy that reposted it is on, like, the PGA Tour. And was like, this is pretty sick. Like, it's kind of fucked up, but it's funny.
You have the hottest
way
my door, motherfucker.
Get this man a hamburger.
No.
One. That was pure just up the back of the sack action.
He's
dude.
Literally famous for getting hit in the balls.
He's good got like a tattoo of a dragon on his face that looks rather phallic.
Hey, where'd the salt go?
Where's that beer salt at?
I feel sick.
That was fucked up.
Where'd the beer salt
Where's that beer salt?
Kevin, why'd you bring over the Wisdom of the Heart? What is that book?
It's just a cool book by this dude named Henry Miller that was like fucking banned in the US until the 60s, and he was like living in France and doing a bunch of weird shit.
What does he talk about now?
Yeah, he writes about a bunch of really weird shit. He doesn't write like normal people write. He writes like fucking just like it's autobiographical, but it's all in like weird metaphors and shit like that. He like talks about falling in love with hookers and like tripping because he's super hungry and he's like losing his mind and all this other shit. It's pretty cool.
Wisdom of the Heart.
That was that. All that shit I was talking about was from Tropic of Cancer just now, but that's another one of his books.
You definitely shouldn't fall in love with hookers.
You got any crazy kick-out stories?
From, like, getting kicked out of spots?
Yeah.
Anything
nuts?
No, like, kicking out your board.
I got a... yeah, I got...
credit carding.
I got one where we got in some beef with these bikers. So we were younger, and there was this, like, eyeglass store where we used to skate out back because they had these two, like, loading docks that slanted down. And we waxed the fuck out of them, and they were perfect. So we would go there and skate, and it was, like, right by my buddy's house. It was in Westland behind the 7-Eleven. On fucking Cherry
Westland.
Hill. And fucking Cherry Hill and fucking...
Newburgh.
Yeah, Cherry Hill and fucking... I don't go to that part of Westland anymore. But, yeah.
Green Road.
Go Blues.
It was fucking over in Westland. And anyways, these bikers were fucking skating the ledges, and there's these bike jumps in, like, the Edison field behind there where all the fucking telephone poles are and shit. You know what I mean? Yep. Those fields where it's just a giant fucking metal things. Yeah, so there was a fucking nice set of bike jumps back there. And there's all these motherfuckers on bikes that are, like, a couple years older than us over there. And all of a sudden, I just fucking... here, and then a fucking bottle shatters on the ground next to me, and I look up, and they're all fucking, like, looking at us, like...
throwing bottles?
Yeah, they just fucking threw a bottle at us out of nowhere, like, oh, fuck skateboarders, we're bikers, and I was like, alright, well, fuck them, and there was, like, all these little landscaping rocks around, like, the edge of where the fucking wood chips are and shit, like, in their little fucking bed where the trees were, so I fucking grabbed this rock that's, like, this big, and I fucking hucked it across this parking lot over a fence and hit this kid right in the fucking chest. And I was like, oh, fuck. And then we just fucking took off. And then we go to my buddy's house and we fucking come back after dark. And, like, we got a shovel, a rake, a golf club, and a hoe. And we fucking... demolish these jumps to fucking flatness.
Damn.
Like nothing at all, period. No jumps, no more jumps, and
no
fucking
jumps. No more jumping.
Yeah, went home and fucking
yo, you can't jump here.
We were just like, fuck them. Yeah,
that's awesome. All right, let's
stick it to the bikers.
Revenge story.
Let's I want to go.
That's right.
I found these on Reddit a couple days ago, and I'm going to name a couple of these, and then after that, I want to hear one from you as far as just, like, a crazy drinking story.
Okay.
I blacked out, and I woke up in a neck brace.
Okay.
Being asked if I could wiggle my toes. I apparently fell 18 feet off a roof and onto cement. I fractured one wrist, dislocated the other, and dislocated my elbow. I had slept through the helicopter ride to the hospital and was completely shocked by what I woke up to. And thankfully, I was not paralyzed, had no brain damage, and I'm pretty fine 3 years later. If you're drinking something 100 proof, stay off the damn roof.
Okay.
How the hell? I've been pretty drunk, but...
Yeah, I don't get, like... I try not to get that drunk, like...
Yeah, anymore.
The very worst of it is, like, blackout and I fought Bobby.
I was at a party with a few friends, and we decided to head to a bar for a pint. It's funny.
These guys are
pint.
From England, for sure.
My housemate got real quiet.
I gotta show that video.
Or but Australia.
For real. But he didn't order a beer, and we figured he was just tired. So after a half hour or so, he decides to head home from the bar while the rest of us were still drinking. We were only a few blocks from the apartment, so I figured he could make it. When I got back later, I noticed he's not there. Weird, but okay. I think I tried calling him or texting him, and he didn't respond, so I went to sleep. The next morning, I wake up and notice that he's back. Turns out that he remembered nothing about the party and was woken up at 5:30 by a security guard in the staircase of a retirement home. The guard was asking him how he got in, as there were several locked doors, and nobody has an idea. To this day, we still have no idea how or why he managed to get himself into a retirement home.
God.
Jeez.
Like, that's kind of funny, that, like, just when you, like, blacking out, like, literally.
Would you just go to Reddit and type in blackout and...
No, I don't remember what I searched. Maybe just drunken stories or something like that. I don't know.
Would you rather have to walk on all fours for the rest of your life or only be able to walk backwards?
Oh, fuck.
So what he said was, would you rather have to be able to walk on all fours for the rest of your life or walk backwards forever for the rest
all
of your life?
All fours, probably. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, but there's a tribe of people. You ever see that documentary? You ever see that documentary about those people that walk like that still? They're on an island and there's a whole bunch of them. They're all inbred and they fucking all walk like that.
They're inbred?
Well, they have to be. They're on a fucking island and there's like fucking 12 of them or something, dude.
So you're saying
and they all walk on their hands and fucking feet like, like a bear. They walk like a bear.
Hey, we're all technically on islands at the end of the day. The ocean covers all
of us. Shower thoughts.
North America's inbreds
in America. Damn, like imagine if you...
I'm not like trying to... like fucking focus on the fact that they're inbred, but like that's probably how this gene has been perpetuated for fucking so long. Like,
what's
gotta
really hurt the back? That just makes me think of the movie The Hills Have Eyes.
So like, if I'm walking backwards, can I like make a 180 and still like piss in a toilet kind of thing? Like,
oh man, yeah. How do you pee?
You can look.
You have to walk backwards until you sit down and then pee to sitting like a chick.
I have to sit down. Yeah, I have to back into it and sit down.
Yeah,
that's just sad.
You gotta turn around and back out.
Imagine what that. Well, so you just like if you're skating, do you just always skating fakie?
I mean, you're doing what I do. You're like, fuck.
Can you imagine like
can't see when you have to pop?
Imagine like you're on a first date and the girl's like, all right, let's go walk. You're like, fuck, and you gotta walk like backwards with her.
No, it's nice.
Yeah, you know what? I'll just come pick you up. You know, I just want to look you in the eyes the whole time.
Yeah, what is a real question?
Well, she says go for a walk and you get down on all fours. You look like a fucking
hey, what if you just ride one of those dumbass little hoverboards everywhere?
Damn, look at that guy. You
have to go backwards.
Yeah, what about driving? You have to drive backwards if you're going backwards?
No, you're not walking.
All right. Fair enough. I might take that then. Well, I don't know. You could still.
Uh-huh.
Imagine how weird driving.
Yeah, you could skate on two. You could skate on two legs too. You don't have to walk on two.
So are you pushing Mongo then? If you're walking backwards, that means you're pushing Mongo, but you think it's normal?
I don't know.
Why would you be skating on two legs though? Wouldn't you have two legs on the board and push with your other hands?
Oh, like the guy with no legs, how he pushes like that?
Yeah.
He rips.
He honestly does. That guy's insane.
He's like really good.
Well, there's guys without legs.
Like if he was doing all that shit on his feet, I'd be like, cool, you're pretty good.
But now he's doing it with no feet?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Damn.
It's insane. He's fucking like, you know what I mean?
You gotta be jacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brazilian?
He never has leg day. He's always arm day.
Arm day.
Yeah.
I don't know, but that's hard, dude. That's super hard. I would have to have like a week to think about this.
Let me get back to you.
Think how dirty you would be.
Yeah.
So dirty. But walking backwards, you're falling all the time. You're dirty still.
You look...
God damn it!
You look weird either way.
What did I ask you about walking into the house today? I feel like it had to do something with your car, but it didn't.
No.
It was something else.
I don't remember.
Get me to drive you back with the stick shift.
Yeah. Okay. So we. Oh! Yeah. Okay. So we were at fucking a premiere, right? I think. And then we went back to fucking Xavier's, right? Yeah. We all got wasted as fuck, and then Adam was like, "Oh yeah, I didn't drink that much. I'll drive your car home." This motherfucker's about to fucking kill us because he can't drive fucking stick shift, dude. We're fucking, like, stalling out, going around in the middle of intersections and fucking on Van Born and shit, and I'm just, like, in the middle of the road, like, he's like, or fucking,
I'm like, you right,
not, to mention, too, you were just like, I'm fucking fine, dude.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going, I'm fucking fine, and me and Adam are like, no, you're sleeping on our couch tonight.
Yep.
You're not fine.
That reminds me, dude, the first time I ever learned, my dad, so my dad will get, like,
see, you gotta learn the Irish goodbye, bud. That's why.
I know that. I do the Irish goodbye sometimes, but you know.
You gotta get good at that.
Oh, I'm perfect at that.
No Brexits.
I'm Irish.
No Brexits.
That's when you get off an exit for quick breakfast, right?
Exactly.
Living with Jeremy, like we both done that for part of our lives.
It's cool. It's been like the best roommate situation I've had. Like every roommate situation gets like fucking whack at times, but
yeah, like Adam.
Yeah, it's like, you just learn, like, when you're with a person for so long, you see, like, whack parts of each other eventually, and you're just like, ah,
yeah.
This is my homie.
You like, just, you just
being whack right now.
It's like hanging out with a friend for 6 days in a row, you're fucking sick of it.
Yeah.
That sound like your wife.
Like, I left a bag of garbage out by the stove the other day, a couple days ago, to see if Adam would throw it away, and he didn't. I had to do it myself.
Okay.
You're such a husband.
Yeah.
Such a husband.
I think Adam's the husband in that situation.
Yeah.
I would be, because the husband's the one who overlooks shit, right?
Yeah.
I got more money.
I can speak from experience.
Wait, you're a teacher? Yeah, when you make 20K?
You work the part-time teacher job, bud.
I would fill that bag.
Dude, I cannot believe
you got the summers off.
Exactly. I can still get every 2 weeks a full-time check. So while you're
Exactly. So you don't have to work the summer. And you
exactly. I still get my payment.
That you're still part-time. Because you're not working during the summer.
I'm full-time.
You're full-time getting paid, part-time working.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You're not working during the summer.
If you really want to get into this argument, Scott, teachers get paid the most. No, they work the most overtime hours of any career.
It's not my fucking fault you chose to be a teacher.
So don't try to start that conversation because
I was just saying you're part-time, dude. I don't know why you're getting so mad. Do you work during the summer?
What?
Do you work during the summer? Do you work as a teacher? So you work two part-time jobs.
Oh no.
He's breaking out the nutcracker.
Because you have to work all year long, going 9 to 5, and during the summer, I could literally.
I have a full-time job, though.
I do have a full-time job.
You have two part-time jobs.
Anybody see any cool movies lately?
Would you rather have to eat school lunch every single day with all the kids, or ride the bus to and from school with the kids?
Eat the lunch.
You're like, okay.
We gotta cheers the weed and the beer. That's more appropriate.
Would you rather always the bus because they might be tired in the morning?
You're like standing outside with your shit. Damn it.
Would you rather always argue with Scott Hartzell or be Adam Howard?
There it is.
Wait, what?
Yeah, Scott, how was second to last part?
As he walks as backwards all the way to
yeah.
Oh, shit, Waffle.
So what a Brexit is somebody who, like, pretty much fucking claims they're leaving. Like, oh, yeah, we're getting out of here, and then just keep talking to people and never fucking leave.
Dude, Josh Rohn did it the other night.
Yeah, I can
literally
see him
doing that.
Literally
said goodbye to me, like,
is that eight
times. Was he drunk?
Wait,
what?
Yeah.
Is that making fun of the fact that Britain was like, all right, we're leaving the European Union, and then they didn't?
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, you did say that, yeah.
Okay. Stupid.
They went over a lot of those on Letterkenny, like the different ways to leave a party.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
Yeah, they did.
I got a whole episode about that.
That's what I love about that fucking show. I just love the fucking, when they're in the locker room, and he's like, pussy.
Bisky.
Yes. Dude, sometimes I'm like, God damn it. But I'm like, yeah, that's still funny.
I appreciate every second of it. I knew what they were doing from the beginning. Right. Like the fucking commercials for it made it look whack. And then I watched it, and I was like, oh, I know exactly what this is. This is going to be
so
sick.
So you know that show, originally, they were just, like, YouTubers?
Yeah.
And ended up, like, getting picked up, and they, like, created a show out of it. But so they still post stuff on their YouTube.
Oh, really?
And they posted something recently. Actually, Alex, if you want to pull it up, it'd be pretty funny.
What?
The kick a trash can.
Dude, that is fucking great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I
it's fucking embarrassing.
Yeah.
I think I kind of found the script for this. It's what's an Irish goodbye? Well, it's when you leave without saying goodbye to anyone. Also known as the French exit or Houdini.
Buy one of those just to eat it.
I thought the French exit was when you climax on a girl and you leave without cleaning it up. And then totally a French
when you
totally
climax on her.
A French exit is when you leave without paying the bill, but in this case, this is not applicable. And then Turkish takeoff, that's when you pull the fire alarm, leave with a stranger. Okay. Tokyo sayonara is when you leave but only say goodbye to the cat. And then there is, that might be it.
Definitely done that before, or
but
dog.
But that's the ones they were talking about on Letterkenny.
Pull up
the Tokyo sayonara when you say goodbye to a cat, no one else.
Pull up the trash can video.
What trash can?
Letterkenny trash can, just search that.
All right, so this is the coach from Letterkenny.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about earlier.
Telling you different ways to kick a trash can to motivate your players.
Just show the first one and the last one.
I'm just going to show this one, whatever it is.
Okay.
Let's see here. Kick a garbage can. And there's three approaches to this, all right? Number one, it's called the alarm clock. You walk in the room, hands in your pocket. Don't say anything. Don't say a word. Your heads are hanging low. You don't want to wake the baby.
Fucking embarrassing!
Alarm clock. Approach number two is the tornado.
Oh.
You kick the door as you're coming in. You come in the room like you're a kid.
caged animal, right? circling, pointing out and insulting and embarrassing every single player, all right? You're fucking embarrassing.
Circle it, too.
The third one's
fucking embarrassing!
The third one's the best one.
Yeah.
Right? Then you leave. Give it about 3-4 seconds. Let them think they're out the hook, that they're out of the weeds, and then you come flying back into the room.
Oh man, dude, I still think my favorite part of that show is the one time that he literally like laughs for like 30 seconds. You remember that? He's like, God, yeah. He's sitting like right outside the ice or whatever. He's like, he looks like a fucking goblin just laughing.
Yeah.
All right, Kevin's got a video he wants to show us, so pull up on your phone.
On my phone?
Yep.
Okay.
I got to go to Wendy's. That's for sure.
Start drinking.
But you're going to Wendy's? Is that your cheat day?
No, dude. I'm going to get some double stacks, no bun.
It's basically soy, dude. You won't drink my fucking carrot juice, but you're going to go to fucking Wendy's and get double stacks, no bun?
Yeah.
You fucking maniac.
It's just meat.
What the fuck is your problem?
Fucking maniac.
It's just meat.
God damn it.
That's poison.
Do you go home and do fucking nitrous by yourself at home?
No, he goes home and goes to bed.
What do you do? What's you're just going to go eat the fucking Wendy's and you're not going to drink my carrot juice?
Yes.
Okay, continuing.
Explain this video.
This is Hershey Wood. He shoots a good dog. All right, here it comes, boys.
Show the class.
Oh, yes.
You don't have to worry about me. I've seen it.
Just hold it to your mic.
What the fuck is going on?
So he takes a hot dog. He sucks in a hot dog.
Watch him shoot the hot dogs.
Are those all going down his throat?
Yes.
Yeah, he sucks them in and then he just fucking rifles it off.
I've seen this at day.
They all don't come out, but.
Wait, so you're telling me the ones that don't come out, he like swallows the whole hot dog?
Yeah, yep, he's digesting a full boy.
He just swallowed a whole hot dog?
He swallowed like six.
Yeah.
Here's part two. This is the best part.
Yeah, this part was pretty fucking funny.
Who's this girl hanging out with him?
CJ. This part got fucking...
Yes.
The slow-mo is even better.
You hear that smack? You hear that smack? Listen for the smack.
I still can't get over these.
Listen.
That's the regular.
Listen to it smack.
This is the full speed, though.
Listen, hear the smack.
It's
like reloading a nerf gun.
Strip club
baloney.
Bologna.
Strip club baloney.
Same sound. So you inhaled the other two.
Yeah, only two came out.
It's a live action Nerf
gun. Is he picking them back up?
Yeah.
What are his shits like?
Hot dogs.
Full hot dogs.
Full hot dogs.
Yeah. He shoots them the other way too, you know what I mean?
Whoop!
Yeah. Can't even handle that.
Boom! Boom!
Fuck!
I just thought of another good video that's Ray Liotta trying to sell Chantix.
The Blues won't win because they're part-time.
Should we watch that real quick?
You want to see it? Yeah. It's pretty fucking good.
You said what?
The Blues won't win because they're part-time.
Oh, man.
Instead, can I just follow a photo of a shitty Simpsons tattoo with you?
Yes. Because you showed me this and it's funny. It's literally an Instagram account called Shitty Simpsons like Tattoos.
It's really good.
It's very good. I was looking at it earlier.
Instead of right. calling Bobby?
This is one of my... No, this is instead of that video of Ray Liotta.
So good. Screen. Yeah, I'll send it later.
Oh my god.
Yeah, send that to me.
Why do you skateboard?
When was your first drink? This is lucid drinking. We don't talk about drinking enough.
Give us your first recognizable drunk story.
I was 16, and we were at my buddy Ray's house. He lived with his grandparents, and our buddy Corey lived across the street, and we stole some liquor and some Mike's Hard's lemonades from them. Jeez. And we went across the street and went upstairs, and I think we played RuneScape for a sec, and then drank the fucking shit, and we were all drunk as fuck off these whack-ass drinks, and my buddy TJ fell down the stairs at like 3:30 in the morning, and that was it.
Eventful.
That was my first time drinking, I think.
Nice.
I didn't get as drunk as they did.
Yeah, because you remember it.
Yeah.
What's the most memorable?
You got to have one crazy story.
Bobby was spraying me in the face with a hose while I was chugging a beer while we were in South Carolina. That was pretty good.
Was that it?
I was wasted. I had sunglasses on, and it was a memorable chug. And there was a fucking... here's one. There was a fucking bar there, and it was like a super Irish bar, right? And it's like... Bike Week, or what has formerly been known as Black Bike Week, for like ever in Myrtle Beach, and we're fucking there for that week. So there's just like badass fucking bikes and like chicks with big ass booties hanging off the back of some fucking crotch rockets everywhere. And we go to this Irish bar, and it's just like straight fucking Irish dudes crying to the national anthem and shit, and like running around with the flag.
Been there.
And fucking, oh my god. Alright, so this dude Jimmy, he's like drunk as fuck, and someone's been in the bathroom forever, and Bobby's like, man, I gotta use the bathroom, and we had been super cool with this guy like by this point, so he's like our homie, and he's like, oh, get him the fuck out of there. And he fucking runs over to the bathroom, starts banging on the fucking door. He's like, hey, this is my bar, get the fuck out of there, get the fuck out of there. And he's fucking banging on that shit. And fucking, like, 3-4 minutes go by, nothing. The dude comes out, Jimmy's fucking raging, and he's on crutches and has one leg.
Damn.
And he goes, damn. Oh, I'm so sorry, brother. And just fucking proceeded to fucking...
It's fucking embarrassing.
Buy that guy drinks, yeah.
Fucking embarrassing.
Fucking embarrassing.
All right, well, bud. Appreciate you, brother.
All right, cheers.
Yes.
Thanks for coming on. Jesus. Get that carrot juice, bro. There you go. All right. Loosen.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Finish that.
Oh, chug the rest of that carrot juice. No, not on the...
Chase
arms up, arms up.
Carrot juice.
You want a real carrot?
Carrot top.
Damn.
Yeah, fuck us up, man.
Hold on. We're not done yet.
Vomit.
Bullhouse.
Yeah.
No.
Projectile.
Would you don't do all
don't,
that.
Don't do that.
Would you rather throw up out your ass? Or
don't do all that. All
right. Gross.
That's a waste of money.
Sugar bomb.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord. I can't
you
believe
won't. You're not going to do it. You're not going to do it.
Oh, he's all the way in
that
now.
That can't be good.
Jesus.
For you.
Let's go.
How many? He just drank 38 carats.
Potassium, baby.
Oh, my God.
Good grief.
Oh, my God.
That was good. Your whole mouth is orange.
You're going to have bubble guts.
And we're done.